If you'll take your Bibles, please, and turn to the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2.
How many of you were not here in this building for our Wednesday Bible study this past Wednesday? How many of you? Raise your hands, will you, please? Okay, a good number of you. I'm going to give a little bit of review for those of you that were here. Hope you don't mind that. Ephesians chapter 2. Does anybody remember that was here what the subject was? This is a test. This is a test. So maybe I should... Oh, who said it? Kindness. Yes. Good. Give that lady a prize. Good. Wonderful. Kindness. Ephesians chapter 2, we talked about kindness. I thought I'd just go ahead and follow up this evening and give it to the congregation. It says in chapter 2, verse 1, "And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, where in time past ye walked, according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace are ye saved, and hath made us, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Jesus Christ." I'm stopping with that verse just to point out, just to call attention to the fact that one of the qualities about the Lord that he wants to extol, to lift up and show and trophy in eternity is his own kindness. That in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. If it is a trait or a characteristic of the Lord to be kind, and it is, and if that's a characteristic that he wants to draw great attention to for all eternity, it's probably something we ought to give a little bit of attention to here in time. And I called attention to a couple of verses. We won't turn to them like we did Wednesday night, but we'll just use these for foundation. In the book of Proverbs chapter 19 and verse 22, it says, "The kindness of a man, the desire of a man is his kindness," which means that which makes someone desirable is the trait of kindness. And then over in the book of Proverbs also, Proverbs 31:26, it talks about the godly woman. All the things she gets up before dawn and does this and does that, and all of the things that she does. But one of the characteristics there found in verse 26 is that in her tongue is the law of kindness. And so both for male, for female, it's going to be a rough night, I think. Female, I was just telling Pastor Nate, I don't feel good. Something's the matter with me. So if I drop, don't worry about it. We've got some EMTs here. We'll be fine. Now everybody can relax, right? Kindness. One of the traits that God wants to be a part of our lives is the matter of kindness. And it's interesting that in our text here, he talks about what we used to be before we were Christians. Some of us were saved later in life. Some of us were saved young. But in many forms, we expressed the opposite of a good nature. We did not reach out to others. We were selfish. We were self-oriented. And for me, this is something I have to work on, be quite honest with you. Because sometimes I get really miffed and I tend to be unkind. And the Lord convicts me of this when I think about it. I'll give you some examples. I want to give you some contrasts here. Here's an article. Israeli warships rehearse for Iran attack in the Red Sea. They have deployed to the Red Sea for what has been described as a rehearsal for a possible attack on Iran. Okay, here's another news article. There's an Islamic supremacist group holding a conference this weekend in the Hilton Hotel in Chicago, and the theme is the fall of capitalism and the rise of Islam. Okay? The group's mission is to form a new Islamic empire, and the group condones any means to achieve it, including violence. Okay? Here's one. Paula Abdul may not return to American Idol for the ninth season, her manager claimed in a new interview with the Los Angeles Times. Paula herself took to Twitter to address the situation on Saturday, though she didn't elaborate on details. She says, "I'm actually moved to tears upon reading the enormous amounts of tweets showing me your kindness, love, and undying support. God bless all of you." One of the other guys on there has got a 3-year contract now for $45 million. Okay. Now, what's this got to do with kindness? To display for you what my weakness would be, these two articles are probably not known by very many people. They're too busy messing with this one. And this is what I want to do with this one. Where are we in America? More people know about Paula Abdul and these other people than they know about what's really going on in the world and that's important. And they're tweeting about everything that is so trivial, trivial tweet, if you want to call it. And I would tend to get just a wee bit impatient with that mindset. And I could very quickly become unkind. But what good would my unkindness do? Well, it'd make me feel good, yeah. But beyond that, I'd feel good for a little while, then I'd feel bad because I've been unkind. I'd said lousy words. Now, you got to say truth and all that. But there's something about kindness. I'm not going to, and I struggle with this because on the one hand, I want to try to properly portray God's stance on issues and at the same time portray God's love on issues. And sometimes I just don't know how to do it. I pointed out, and again, we won't look at this in the scripture either this evening because I want to go on to some other material. In Isaiah chapter 54, verse 8, it talks about the kindness of the Lord and His wrath, both in the same verse. The wrath of God and the kindness of God. And I want to say again that with God, it's not like there's a line here, you know, and here's zero and here's 10 minus and here's 10 plus. And kindness is way over here and then over here is wrath. That's not the way it is with God. When God is being wrathful, He is still kind. He is kind always. With us, it may not be that way, but with God, it is. God is not on some kind of a compendium where sometimes he's over here and sometimes He's over here. No. And so kindness has nothing to do with denying righteousness. It has nothing to do with denying God's judgment. I came across some quotes on kindness, and I thought they were interesting. Some of them are really good, and some of them stink. Albert Schweitzer, constant kindness can accomplish much. As the sun makes ice melt, kindness causes misunderstanding, mistrust, and hostility to evaporate. A lot of times that's true. That's a very good thing. I suspect that you could be kind to the president of Iran all your days, and nothing had happened there. But nevertheless, on a personal level, that's true. Soft answer turns away wrath. There's a biblical principle there. Here's somebody else, don't know who it is, and they have made kindness deny righteousness and truth. So many gods, so many creeds, so many paths that wind and wind. while just the art of being kind is all the sad world needs. Wipe out righteousness, wipe out anything else, and just be kind to everybody. Well, no, not quite. Not quite. So some people overrate kindness. Here's one that does. I feel no need for any other faith than my faith in the kindness of human beings. Oh me, I feel sorry for Pearl S. Buck. I am so absorbed in the wonder of earth and the life upon it that I cannot think of heaven and angels. Interesting. All about here, all about now. Everything is about kindness, and these people have rose-colored glasses on, and many of them are thinking that all we have to do is be kind to those people, and they won't shoot us, or they won't send missiles our way, and all this kind of thing. Not so. And we do need to be kind, and I'm going to talk a little bit about that with some reservation as far as who we're kind to and why. I want to give you some examples. I'm not going to divide up kindness into three categories, by Greek words or anything like that. But I want to give you some examples of kindness. Turn, please, to the book of Acts chapter 28 for just a moment. Acts chapter 28. This is a situation where Apostle Paul was in a shipwreck. You'll remember that, I think. And they crashed on this island. And it says in Acts chapter 28, verse 1, when they were escaped, then they knew that the island was called Melita. And the barbarous people showed us no little kindness. They kindled a fire, received every one of us because of the present rain and because of the cold and so on. And I won't read the rest of the story, but here are some people that just illustrate common human kindness. Common human kindness. They're barbarians. They have, they're pagans probably. Who knows what they are? Of course, Paul did some witnessing to them and had a great testimony. But there's a sense that all of us need to have this kind of kindness in our lives. A simple thank you, a simple please, something at the store where somebody drops something, you pick it up for them. It's important that we do that. Now, watch out. Watch out. I just read a story here a couple days ago about a lady who came out to a parking lot, and she got in her car, and some guy came and knocked on the window and said, "Do you have some battery cables? We need to start our car." What do you do in that kind of situation, ladies? It's night, and we're supposed to be kind to people. What do? You get on your cell phone and you call your dad. Say, "My dad has some cables." You don't open up your car door and get out. Don't do that. And in the case of this lady, she saw there was one guy here, and then there was another one there, and there were one or two over here. And they started pressing her. "You got this nice car, and you don't have battery cables, jumper cables?" And the lady happened to have a pistol. And so she picked it up, and she pointed at him and says, "Now, you're kind of bothering me." She used some other words. And they said, "Oh, we don't want to bother you," and she left. There's a time not to be kind. That's one of them. A lot of people will take advantage of human kindness, and they will spot you a mile off. Here's an easy prey. Watch out. Don't be guilty of feeling guilty about not helping somebody that you shouldn't help. In this case, these guys helped Paul. It was fine. Okay, they weren't going to try to carjack him or anything like that. There's an everyday kind of thankfulness that we can express to the Lord by being kind to others in a very practical way. We can just do it. We can just do it. There's another kind of kindness, though, that is, just to give you an illustration, is a little bit more personal. Galatians. Let's go to Galatians chapter 6. Okay, Galatians chapter 6. Just two or three verses in our little study here. Galatians chapter 6. And verse 10. The context is not being weary in well-doing. In due season we shall reap if we faint not. And then verse 10 it says, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto those who are of the household of faith. All right, there is a sense that I'm going to go out even farther for somebody that I know is a believer. Somebody in the church family. Somebody like that. Let me give you an illustration of what I'm talking about here. It's 9:30 at night and you get a call from your neighbor. And your neighbor, he's 40 miles away and he's broken down and he wants you to come pick him up. Well, where are you? Yeah, okay. And you're looking at your watch. And, oh, boy. And you're thinking, maybe I can call Joe and have him go pick him up or something like that. He's just your neighbor. All right, put yourself in that same situation. It's your daughter. She calls at 9:30. She's broken down in the middle of Elkhart. Honey, I'm leaving. Boom, you're gone. Why? Because she's part of the family. And what Paul is saying is that you and I, as believers, ought to go out of our way to be kind to one another. Yes, we ought to go out of our way to be kind to folks out there. Yes, 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 yes. 1,000 times yes. But we ought to go out of our way more, especially to those who are the household of faith, especially to those who are believers. Whether they go to this church or not is not the issue. The issue is they're believers in the Lord. They belong to God's people. They came, belong to God. They're God's people. They came from the same spiritual womb that we came from. They're born again by the Spirit of God. Use the opportunities you have to reach these people with kindness. It'll go a long way in God using you. That's another kind of kindness. And a third kind is one that's just a little bit more, shall we say, difficult. Turn, please, to the book of Luke, chapter 6. Luke, chapter 6. Look at verse 35. Love ye your enemies and do good and lend, hoping for nothing again. And your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the highest, for he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. Example given, the Lord Jesus Christ, he is kind to the unthankful and to the evil. How many of you have regular swoonings and waves of feelings of kindness for people who are really obnoxious? People maybe who are on the opposite extreme of the political spectrum that you are. Or people that just have nasty habits. You know, their mouth is so foul that you just want to, well, maybe you don't, but I do. You want to just tell them, shut your mouth, will you? Or you want to shut it for them or something, you know. Swell it shut, you know what I'm saying? What about that? Kindness will go a long way. Now, if somebody's attacking me, I'm not going to be kind to them. I'm going to attack them back. If I have a ball bat or a gun or a barrel or a lamp or something, then after I've subdued them, then I'll be kind to them. I'll call 911 and witness to them and all that. I'm not going to, kindness ain't got nothing to do with self-defense. But what about, most people aren't going to attack us, okay? But there are a lot of people that are just, and I've made it a point, I try to reach out to people that I know are way on the other end of the stick than I am, on purpose. It's a challenge for me. I want to love them, even if it digs them. I really want to try to do my very best to love them. Why shouldn't we do that? Why shouldn't we? If kindness and the kindness of God is that which he extols in eternity toward people that were obnoxious to him because of their sin, why should I not, like God, treat enemies with kindness? We were at enmity with God before we were saved. You know, there's this idea among some folks, at least it used to be this way, that if you're an evangelical fundamentalist, you need to have a mean streak. You just need to have a mean streak. And if somebody says a bad word out in public, you ought to just rebuke them right on the spot. And you know, if you want to do that, go ahead. I'm not sure how it's going to work out for you, whether or not you're going to build a bridge or a wall. I've seen cases where I've been around someone who just curses and swears and curses and swears, and I want to just go over there and let them have it. And instead, I'll try to make friends with them. And I end up getting to minister to them. Very interesting. Why? People respond to kindness. They just do. The desire of a man, that which makes someone desirable to be around, is the trait of kindness. One more point and I'm quitting. One example of this, Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. This is within the Christian family. This is within the body of believers. Verse 31. Let all bitterness and wrath, this is Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. There's that word again. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. There again, the example of the kindness of the Lord, the kindness of the Lord motivating me to be kind to others. Kindness allows in someone else something that I shouldn't allow in myself. It forgives them for things that they have done against me. It treats them as if they had never done anything against me. Kindness is overrated by some, but it's underrated by many as well. Be ye kind one to another. Let's pray. Father, we ask you to help us to exemplify this trait, this fruit of the Spirit, gentleness. Same word as kindness there. Lord, help us to be kind people, looking for ways to be aggressively gracious and kind to others, thoughtful. May that be the beauty of our lives when the Lord is seen. That trait which you will extol in all eternity, may we display it in time, we pray. In Jesus' name.